From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, I'm Owen Canfield with the Opinion Page here at the Oklahoman. I'm joined, as I am every Friday, by Mike McNutt, our chief legislative correspondent. Mike, thank you for being here today.
Sure.
Busy week at the Capitol. Late nights for you, I know, every night as lawmakers work to try to get as much done as they could this week. A couple items of interest. One was kind of a foregone conclusion. They passed a bill that would basically implement many of the things that were found in that DHS study, the study of the Human Services Agency. Would you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. It basically hits about four major issues, and they're really dealing with the Child Welfare Services Division,
right,
of the DHS, and they're looking at foster care, what happens to children in foster care. So a couple of things they want to do, it's outlined in a bill, is more training for parents.
Right.
Let DHS workers get more training so they can talk to parents and foster parents about child rearing. Try to get police to have more coordination between DHS workers so that they, when they go to a home of disturbance, they'll be on the scene. And in Oklahoma and Tulsa counties, they have what's called standing orders, in which a police officer called to a incident at a house and there's children involved, they can automatically, without a judge's order, place that child in a publicly funded foster home.
Right.
Shelter.
Right.
Not foster home. And so one of the study's findings was that Oklahoma places way too many children in shelters and in foster homes. In Tulsa County, they found out in the first week, 40% of the children placed in a shelter were back home with the parents.
Right.
Statewide, 20%. So they're thinking, why are you taking these children? It's very disruptive to children. Take them out of home, put them in a shelter, put them in a police car, and then put them back home. So more training involved, that'll reduce the expenses, put more people from the administrative end into the actual on the troops to do some child safety, child welfare officers. And so that bill now basically has the support of the whole House. There was a couple of concerns from Richard Morissette, legislator from Democratic legislator from Oklahoma City. He says, basically, you know, if there's problems with DHS, let's just start over.
Well, he had a bill last year that would have divided into two or three
divisions. And it was his, a lot of this audit is really from his complaints and concerns about DHS. And so he thinks that the director and some of the key people should be replaced and started new with all these new ideas.
Right.
He's a minority on that. But now it's in the Senate, and I expect the Senate will pass that.
Sure. Now, another one, a little bit denser subject, if you will, regards the requirement to figure out what something would cost if you want to add a mandate, insurance mandate. This has been a very hot issue now for the last 2 years, last year and this year, specifically tied to autism. Explain, if you can, in 50 words or less, how this would work, how the actuarial studies would work if someone wanted to implement something that would require a mandate.
If under the proposed rule, before a mandate could be, an insurance company would be required to cover a certain health disease or condition, the legislators would have to introduce a request for an actuary in an odd number year. And then the actuary would be done, the study of how much it would cost to insurance policyholders across the state.
Right.
Then in even number years, they could discuss that.
Right, and potentially pass it.
And potentially pass it, which of course wouldn't take effect usually until the following year.
Sure.
If this took effect, if this was in effect now, if you missed the deadline, you only have 6 weeks of the first legislative session to file something. So if you, in an odd number of year like this year, if you missed that deadline,
you'd have to wait
2011. And then it would take it up 2012. It might take effect, you know, in 2013, which is 4 years from now. And the proponents, mainly Republicans, are saying, look, this will provide, we can get more information this way, find out what the cost is, and then we have more information, a better decision they can make. Democrats, mostly the opponents, are saying, this is really, we're taking away our power, our responsibility, really, to make these decisions.
Right.
And we're giving a special privilege to a private industry. We don't do this for any other industry, to let them really for 2 years off the hook, in other words, for not covering a condition. So autism is what's really kind of sparked this,
right,
but it also covers like colon cancer and any other
basically any new mandate.
Right. Any new mandate. Yes.
Will be interesting to watch that as it goes.
Yeah,
through.
It will go to the Senate. You know, last year the House passed it. It died in the Senate, which was then evenly split.
Right.
Now the Republicans in control.
Right.
Might pass, right. And then it goes to the governor, and it'd be rather, I don't know what the governor would do.
You know, it's interesting. So on some issues, the legislatures say we shouldn't be giving up our, we need to do our own job. And then there are other issues where they say, let someone else decide. And in this case, the one I'm going to talk about is the people. There's a bill out there that would make English the official language of Oklahoma. It would be sent to a vote of the people, though, to let them decide, if I understand right. A resolution out there. Randy Terrell wants to make English the official language. I get the prospects bright for that to sail through, and then because it does not require the governor's signature,
right? It's a referendum.
It's a referendum, so it would then go to a vote of the people, right?
Prospects are kind of cloudy, like the weather right now today. The Senate may not. It may just like last year may not get out of the Senate. The Senate had passed its own version. Senator Patrick Anderson from Enid, the Republican. Has what he called make English the common, recognize it as a common language,
right.
Which basically says, look, the United States, we speak in English, that's our predominant language, and we recognize that. Official language basically makes English for the state of Oklahoma to conduct business. The only type of language that could be spoken or written would be English.
Right.
So no more Spanish.
Right. No more Spanish. Driver's manuals. Right.
Or in some agencies now, when you call, you might hear push one for English, two for Spanish. That would be eliminated. Or if you ask for DHS, let's say you went for food stamps, that would have to be done in discussion of English.
Right. I've always wondered if we had an influx of Swedes or Germans, if we'd be worrying about this right now. But that's another issue.
But it would affect everything. Of course, you know, the American Indian tribes are exempted.
Yeah, right.
But they're rather concerned about this because, you know, would you say English is the official language, it's taking kind of insult. I mean, they were here first.
Sure.
And,
that's right.
You know, we even have Oklahoma. What does that do? Our motto is in Latin. The state's name is Choctaw.
Right.
So
right.
Now we're going to make English official language.
McNutt. So, that's not, what is that? Is that
that's Irish.
Irish, okay, good.
Irish, maybe some Scottish there.
A couple other real quick items. This falls under what I call the silly season at the legislature. There's a bill that would require students to recite the Pledge of Allegiance in school. And, of course, there's the continuing saga with the Ten Commandments monument. I think there are a lot of folks out there who wish that less of this was being conducted and some real business was going on out there. But I think you told me that the Pledge of Allegiance bill, or one of these took an hour and a half the other day in debate?
The Ten Commandments took about an hour and 10 minutes. Right. And the Pledge of Allegiance took about almost 45 minutes. The Pledge of Allegiance bill, right now, it's up to individual school districts to decide.
Right. Sure.
The pledge, many schools do it daily, have them recited, or maybe it's once a week, or it's up to the individual school district. This would require every school district to make sure that teachers every day recite the Pledge of Allegiance. It was sponsored by a Republican. A couple of Democrats filed amendments saying, well, look, how about the Oklahoma flag?
Right. Where do you stop?
And so they said, you know, let's do the salute to the flag.
Right.
And so they passed an amendment which passed saying that weekly, every student in every classroom should at least say, recite the Oklahoma salute, and that in the legislature, they should also once a week, because every Monday they start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and so they don't do anything with the Oklahoma flag, so they're going to do that from now on, if it passes the Senate.
Well, it strikes me as a little bit overreaching. Let these local school districts decide what they want to do, and let the legislature do what it should be doing.
And then you got the Ten Commandments,
which
the House approved, passed. It goes to the Senate. Some concerns about the constitutionality. Representative Wright, who sponsored the bill, says, look, we're patterning it after the Texas monument.
Right.
But Democrats are saying, who oppose the bill, say that in Texas, that monument was around for 40 years when this case came up about 5 or 6 years ago. And also in Texas, they have in the Capitol grounds, they have a huge monument park with 20 monuments.
Right.
And that does depict the history of Texas.
Right.
And the Ten Commandments statue is one of those. And they said, this case, we're now putting a new statue. And even during debate, some of the representatives in support were saying, because of religion, this is Christianity, and the country is founded on Christian beliefs, and so we should have this there. So there's some thought in the Senate it may be dusted away in a corner somewhere.
Yeah. Well, we can hope.
But one good thing, remember the proposal about changing the flag itself?
Right, to italicize with an
exclamation point.
Point.
Never saw the light of day in a House chamber.
Really?
So it's probably... an idea. If I like some ideas, you know, after second thought, I think, you know, they realize that may not be a...
Well, as always, thank you, Mike. And we invite you to read about Mike's stories every day in the Oklahoman and to check for us daily here on News OK TV.